We have to get down to the very basics of what does our body require? What do we do the most of? What is actually causing our body to expire? And how do we reverse that and prevent that from the expiration date rushing towards us? And then the reality of how do you get that stuff out of your body? How do you delete fungal infections? How do you delete heavy metal poisoning? How do you bring into the balance the bacterial flora in your body? How do you get rid of yeast overgrowth? You know, wow, how do you get all the plastics and stuff out of your system that, you know, comes in through the air you breathe? I realized my most valuable asset is my physical body, yeah, as far as this physical life is concerned.
Olá a todos, meu nome é Mafalda e este é o podcast Supera-se. Aqui vou falar de saúde, seja comida, exercício físico, sono ou tudo o que te possa ajudar a ser a tua versão super. O objetivo da Supera-se é conseguir criar uma comunidade de outliers, pessoas fora do normal, pessoas que querem que está constantemente a melhorar e que não se contentem com estar bem, mas querem estar ótimas, pessoas que não têm medo de lutar pelos objetivos e pessoas que querem ser super.
Hello, my name is Mafalda. I'm a health and performance coach. Welcome to Supera-se podcast. Today we have the pleasure of having with us Ian Clark. Ian is the CEO of Activation Products, which they have several natural seed oils and also some minerals and elements, which he started after his health journey and trying to manage his some serious health problems that he had. That were the starting point on his journey. And thank you again for having with us today. It is a pleasure of having you with me.
Hey, Mafalda, good to be here. It'll be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting. I'm sure that this is maybe the question that you reply the most, but I think it's really interesting, your story, your health journey. So, can you tell us a little bit of your story and, let's say, in what point of your life did you realize that you needed to, let's say, take charge of your own health?
Well, yeah, you can only take charge of your health once you know how. And so I had no knowledge on how to support my own body. And at 46 years old, I hit the wall with my health in a very major way, where I had a big tumor that grew inside my abdomen between my legs. And I had heart disease symptoms, plus my liver numbers were off the charts. And that all kind of came within a 6-month period. And I just realized the doctors couldn't help me in Toronto. I went to all the different medical general practitioners, specialists, and every one of them could not tell me why I had what I had. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that, because I watched my two uncles 26 years before that in 1978, both my uncles on my mom's side died of cancer at 51 and 54 years old. One literally died on the other one's funeral 2 days apart. And that was this big shock in our family, because they, you know, 51 and 54 is not very old. Yeah. And it kicked out the two patriarchs on that side. And it was so bad. And they did everything the doctor said, and then they died. And I thought, well, we're in 2004, surely there must be something better than that. But no one could answer the questions. And so I just decided to opt out of their treatments. I didn't want the surgeries. I didn't want anything from them, because I was disillusioned with the medical system, because they couldn't answer simple questions like why.
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah, that started a journey into the natural healing realm.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes it's a question that we don't ask often enough, the why. Okay, of course that we need to put the fire down, but we also need to understand why did we have this in the first time? Why did the fire, or in your case, these health problems started in the first place? Because also this will feed not only you and trying to improve your health, but also the generations afterwards. Otherwise, we will always be repeating the same patterns.
We have to get down to the very basics of what does our body require? What do we do the most of? What is actually causing our body to expire? And how do we reverse that and prevent that from the expiration date rushing towards us.
Yeah.
You know, so my expiry date was around 49 years old when I was 46. And I was like, what is that doing there? Why would I have 36 months left to live and I'm only 46 years old? It didn't mathematically add up. But I was facing things that I didn't know what to do. And I watched my uncles, actually my one uncle died in 1 year from diagnosis. And my other uncle died in 3 months from diagnosis. The one who died in 3 months, when they opened him up, they just sewed him up again and said, you're full of cancer. You're done. Like, this is it. We can't help you. There's nothing we can do. My other uncle went through a year of surgeries and chemo and radiation, and more surgery, more chemo, more radiation, until he was down to a skeleton, literally a skeleton with skin wrapped around it. And to see that is like, that didn't even make sense, because the people they were getting advice from couldn't help them. And then they died. But they suffered. And I thought, well, if there's suffering involved when you get sick, I would rather suffer from natural things that could potentially help me. And it actually turned out to be a simple thing. At the end of the day, it was fungal infections, heavy metal overload, bacterial infections, yeast overgrowth, which was like candida, and then just a whole bunch of other combinations of estrogens and plastics, like contamination from things I'd been breathing my whole life that I didn't understand about because it's all invisible. And then the reality of how do you get that stuff out of your body? How do you delete fungal infections? How do you delete heavy metal poisoning? How do you bring into the balance the bacterial flora in your body? How do you get rid of yeast overgrowth? You know, wow, how do you get all the plastics and stuff out of your system that, you know, comes in through the air you breathe? And it was learning all those things is what finally reversed everything. It took, like I say, 7 years to get back to a regular health where I would like normally live till 75 to 85 years old. That took 7 years. And to realize that I could be taken out in 36 months, that my body would expire, I realized my most valuable asset is my physical body, as far as this physical life is concerned. Obviously, you, the soul, that's not an asset. That's who you are. But your body is an asset, and it can be taken away from you. And so with the realization I had about 30, the estimate was around 36 months. A lot of times when they give estimates, it's shorter than that. But, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, if you do the treatments, you'll get 5 years. Well, I was not interested in that. What I thought, if I stop everything right now, I don't do any medical procedures whatsoever, say, you know, and say the 36 months is accurate, that doesn't mean I'm dead in 36 months. That just means I have a 36-month runway to learn enough to hopefully get 5 years. And if I could get 5 years, that gives me a longer runway. Maybe I could get 15 or 20 years if I keep learning. So I knew that I didn't know. The biggest thing is that I had to admit that I literally did not know what was going on. And I just slowly started to meet people. They said, oh, you need to get rid of the fungus. You're full of fungal infections. You know, you got to do this and this to get rid of that. And I knew that antibiotics and all the drugs were not the answer, because I had done a lot of antibiotics in my life, unfortunately, from cystic acne, and I would have strep throats frequently. And immediately I would be prescribed penicillin for the strep throat and tetracycline for the acne. And until I compromised my gut health so deeply, that was just an exacerbation of the whole thing. So I did meet enough people soon enough. So it took 7 years to get out of that situation. And during that 7 years, I found out about a thing called marine phytoplankton. And nobody knew what that was. It's like, what's marine phytoplankton? You know, it's a microalgae from the ocean. And they had done a 40-year study in Cadiz, Spain, from the 60s until the early 2000s. To find out what strains of marine phytoplankton in the ocean were valuable for various things, whether it was like aquaculture with shellfish or fish farms or biofuels. and they found two strains that were the perfect nutritional profile for the human body. And they started to grow them on land. They built a photobioreactor, created a super pristine, clean environment, because you have to have it totally clean to do this. And they were growing individual strains and harvesting them. It takes 90 days to grow it. And it came in a powder form to start with. And then I learned how to make it into a liquid form, a super concentrated liquid that was shelf stable. And I would take that. I would just take it every day, like I do now. You just put it in water or put it in your smoothie. And I noticed that my body felt like it had a battery charge happening, like I was charging up my battery. Even though I was still really sick, it gave me energy, which I needed. And it gave me enthusiasm, made me feel good. And I just started telling people about it. I told people about it in Canada where I live, and they all turned their nose up at it and said, yeah, that's nothing. And it's too expensive. And they had all these reasons why it was no good. Well, I took it to California in March of 2007. And that was like planting the seeds to tell people about it. And then people in California only, they started to get a hold of me. They got my number and they would call. How do we get this? Where do we get it from? And so I became the supplier for North America. And I had it in this liquid form. So in the fall of 2007, in like September, we had this product, these little dropper bottles, and we ended up selling them into California from our house in Toronto. We set up a little clean room in the basement, and our children helped us fill these little bottles, and we sent them down through the Canada Post, and millions of dollars of product was sold. And that allowed money to come in to do research. I didn't just take the money. Because we didn't live a lifestyle that required a lot of money. We were always very careful with our money. And I knew that that wasn't my money. That was money that was supposed to be used for research. Because people were investing in themselves and giving us their money. And they were getting a product for that that made them feel good and was helpful. But I knew that money had to be used for research purposes. And it was all part of the detox about money as well, because we all have very weird views on money. I was programmed really badly when I was a kid, you know, like I saw everybody be greedy and selfish and they didn't want to give money. They it's, you know, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine, you know, that kind of attitude. And so it was this, all of a sudden, all this money was available. And that allowed me to fly around the world and meet people and do research. And my research was to research the people who had already done the research. Yeah. And slowly but surely, I met the people at the top level, the highest levels of understanding when it came to natural healing. And these were not well-known people. These were not high-profile people. These were not big, you know, fancy authors or any of that kind of thing. These were people who were quietly doing their work, and they discovered really important information. And so my job was to simply take the pieces of the puzzle that they had figured out and to put them together.
Yeah.
And so I became a curator of things because I didn't have time to do the research. They had done a lifetime of research, you know, 40 years on just phytoplankton alone. Other people have done 30, 40 years on cardiovascular health to learn the truth. And it became more simple all the time and less costly. So that where we are now, you know, 20 years down the road, coming in March of this of 2024 will be 20 years. And it's been a methodical step by step of eliminating the things that were not at the top level. Because
yeah, and for the phytoplankton, what in terms of what are the specific benefits for the phytoplankton and in terms of general health?
So what they found out, I didn't know this in 2007, I had to wait until 2013, where they, because it's such a new thing on the earth, and especially these two strains, they did an analysis of the nutritional profile in the university in Greece. And they found out that every nutritional molecule known to all historical data in any kind of food, fruit, vegetable, meat, anything, is contained in this phytoplankton. Plus, they found out an additional 35 nutritional molecule structures that they'd never seen before. And it has, so it's like the entire orchestra of all nutrients, whether it's essential fatty acids, essential amino acids, pigments, plant minerals, you name it, whatever, all the material you need to produce hormones, to do DNA repair, to, you know, get the vitamin spectrum. Instead of taking a vitamin, you take the raw material your body produces it from. It's all in there. Plus it's the photosynthesis, right? The chlorophyll, all those things that are beneficial. And it's like, it's absorbing sunlight energy and you consume, like drinking the sun basically. And it just, that, that's why it's so powerful. And you only need a small amount of the phytoplankton. You need a much larger amount of the sea minerals that go with it. Mm-hmm. So that, and then it, and it was, it, it would be too expensive money-wise to be able to buy it in that form if you tried to take enough of that, because you don't need that much phytoplankton. So then we found out that you can go and get unrefined, solar dehydrated, hand-harvested, certified pure sea salt that has the full assay, that is ASSAY, which is the spectrum of all the ratios of the 92 elements that are in sea salt. So in certain parts of the world, sea salt's 99.6% sodium chloride. Mm-hmm. Well, that, you don't want that one. You know, it's better than nothing, but that's not the, the thing. You want a broad spectrum. And there's, so we found out there's different parts of the world, all over the world, that you can select. And now we're doing a special blend of these different sea minerals. And they're all certified pure from a third-party lab to make sure they don't have the microplastics and the heavy metals and those things that are in abundance in the ocean in different areas, that you don't want anything to do with those. Yeah. But now, even if you move to the mountain, you, you talked about moving to a mountain or moving away from a big city, you still are not getting away from it. You're getting away from the super concentration. But what they found out, the all these nanoparticles go up a mile and a half above every highway. And then all the trade winds, which are blowing all the time, they blow it to the top of mountains, to the bottom of lakes, and over every single field of everything that we're eating from. It's everywhere. And there's 10 billion pounds a year. So in 10 years, 100 billion pounds. And there's no rubber on the road. You can't go, go to the highway and see if you can find rubber on the, there's no rubber on the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It all floated up and it's in the air invisibly.
So, so the basically the phytoplankton have is like it's not exactly, doesn't have the vitamins, but help us produce the vitamins that we need.
Exactly. It doesn't have hormones, but you, your body is a hormone production facility, right? So it has the elements in it.
One of the products of that you have, that activation have, is the Oceans Alive.
Yes.
In what are the specific benefits for this, and also, and what could be the protocol for having this Oceans Alive?
Well, it's basically a brain nutrient. We call it a nature's nootropic because it, people, the people feedback, they go, I get a lot of mental energy. You know, like, so the mental energy goes way up because it's definitely feeding the brain. Mm-hmm. And it also, for the, for the heart, the passion, the intuition, all those things, it's a nutrient for those areas. That's one of the biggest things that people get. It's called, they say, mental energy.
Yeah.
I think clearer. And you can also take it several times during the day, because depending on how much work you're doing or how much stress you're under, if you're on the computer a lot, I like to break it down so I have it throughout the day. Minimum is once a day. You know, for your day in, day out, just into the smoothie, into some water, into some juice. Something that's palatable. Some people put it straight in their mouth because they love the flavor of it. I don't love the flavor. I like the flavor. I don't love the flavor.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to get used to it because it's a very high concentrated sea mineral base. So it has a little bit of a like wow effect. What I would do with a lot of people to introduce it to them so they understood the concept of it is I would get them to put the back of their hand up, put the tiny drop from the dropper bottle on there, and just tell them to lick it. And everyone's like, whoa, that's strong, right? It's literally that strong. And some people just squirt the whole thing into their mouth. You don't have to do that. You know, just, I like it in water. I actually just throw it in my smoothie because I make a smoothie every morning and I put it in there. It's just one of mm-hmm. my ingredients. And then it just goes in. Now, again, if I'm under stress and I've got a lot of projects to do, or I'm doing some public speaking or something like that, I'll take a shot of it 30 minutes before. So I've seen people do 6 month projects that they said would have taken 2 years, and they were to jam it in by just keeping the stress down and having the mental energy to carry them on using just the ocean's life.
Mm-hmm. I think
because all you want is you want to have a healthy body that gets healthier every day. Whereas when people normally get older, they get a little bit less healthy every day. And so if you're on the track to get less healthy every day, eventually you die. And the average age lifespan right now in the world is between 75 and 85 years old. If you go to the blue zones, which everyone's talking about blue zones now, that's only 83 years old average. More people live till 100, but not many more. But everybody goes, oh, why do more people live to 100? Well, that's because of the area they live in is less contaminated. But that doesn't help you if you're living in New York City or Los Angeles or some large center, right?
We are not all moving to the blue zones.
Yeah, and that doesn't work. What you want to do is have a blue zone inside of you. Yeah. So I found out no matter where you go, you can create a much better than blue zone internally. Yeah. So there was another very strange thing that I noticed is that as I was learning from all these people who had done all the research, they only had one piece of the puzzle and they would die. They would die at the average age of 75 to 85. One person who I had huge respect for, who I'd learned so much from, they died at 70 years old. I was like, they just died? Why did they just die? They looked healthy. They lived a healthy lifestyle. They ate very clean. They meditated. They exercised. They were very conscious about many things. And then they died. They died before the average life. Wow. So that opened up another window to realize, hold it, there's a bunch more information that I don't know and that no one knows. Because I didn't see any of these experts. I didn't see any of the gurus or any of these people live really long lives. And if they were alive for a really long time, say if they made it to 90 or 100 years old, they look so bad that and then they died. And I knew that I didn't want to live till 100 and look really bad and then die. So there was something dramatically wrong where we were missing something.
Yeah.
And so with that knowledge that we were missing things, that I opened up a space in my mind to say, well, the knowledge must exist. And maybe I might be able to get access to that. I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. You could give me $10 billion dollars and I wouldn't be able to figure it out. And in November the 1st, 2017, that day, I was sent a link. And I watched a video. And it was all about self-care. And it didn't cost any money. And that surprised me. I immediately started doing that practice. It's a physical thing you do. There's nothing woo-woo about this at all. This is very physical. It does not require exercise or anything like that. It's simply stretching the meridians and removing poison blood out of your system. Okay. Now, where does the poison blood come from? You have to know where it came from. Well, it came from your mom. Your mom had no choice but to build your body from her body. And she was given a whole bunch of poison blood from her mom. Her body was built by your grandmother, and your grandmother's body was built by your great-grandmother, and so on. And every generation that comes down the channel keeps giving more, because you start out with more and then you end up breathing. You breathe air, 11,000 liters of air a day. And if you don't breathe air, you don't stay alive. But just like oxygen is invisible, you can't see oxygen. But you know it's real, because if you stop breathing, what happens to you?
Yeah.
Right? You pass out and then you die. And inside the air is invisible particles that are polluting your body. And they come from tire dust, brake dust, mostly from vehicles. Mm-hmm. So when vehicles are going down the road, they talk about CO2. That is not the problem. The problem is tire dust and brake dust. And it's emitting quadrillions of nanoparticles of tire dust. There's 10 billion pounds a year of tire dust that's released a mile and a half above every highway. And it slowly wears these tires out in the trucks. There's 18 huge tires on every truck and 4 on every car. And the tires wear out. And based upon tire sales, the United States government did a study how much tire dust is being released. They measured the thickness of the tread, the width, the circumference, yeah, and the number of tires sold through rubber tire companies every year. And it turned out to be 10 billion pounds of nanoparticles that you cannot see, taste, or smell. And it goes a mile and a half above every highway. And it's made of rubber, cotton, plastics, epoxies, resins, metals, and chemicals. And we're breathing it. But you can't see it, so you don't think about it. And when you breathe it in, you breathe 11,000 liters a day. That means you breathe 4 million liters a year of air. Every 10 years, 40 million liters of air. So I took a look at the 20-year-olds and the 60-year-olds as a good comparison. So a 20-year-old adult has 100% kidney function if they're normal. Mm-hmm. Their kidneys are working perfectly. Their bone marrow, all of it, is red. The color of their bone marrow is red. By the time they're 60, a large portion of their bone marrow has turned yellow, and they're averaging about 35% efficiency kidney function at 60 years old. Now, the kidneys are still working good enough to keep you alive. You don't have to go on dialysis.
Yeah.
And at 35% efficiency. But if you take a look at a person when they're 60 versus 80 years old, there's a major difference in their appearance and their health levels in that last 20 years of life, because their body has been plugged up from breathing all these contaminants, and tire dust and brake dust are just two of over 1,000 things that we're breathing. Okay. So that accumulates up and it goes into your bloodstream. We only have 5 liters of blood in our body. That's it. And 5 liters is not that much. You also have 5 liters of lymphatic fluid. And the heart and the circulatory system moves the blood through your body every 60 seconds. Every minute that goes on the clock, you pump the entire 5 liters of blood through your entire body. You pump 7,600 liters of blood per day. You have 86,500 heartbeats every day. And that blood is carrying the oxygen that you're breathing into your lungs instantly to every cell in your body. And first of all, to your brain, and then to the rest of all the cells. And with that air comes all these nanoparticles of things you don't want.
Yeah.
And the only thing that filters your blood is your kidneys and your liver. So as you get older, those filters plug up and they become less efficient. The more they become inefficient, the sooner, then the faster you die. That's what's killing everyone. So I call that the biggest elephant in the room is breathing air into your bloodstream. And then your bloodstream depositing it in your body and falling behind on keeping it clean. So I thought, okay, well, that's very bad news, actually. That's really bad news. And what can we do about it? Well, there's two things that you can do.
Yeah. So basically here we're talking about how can we, let's say, detox from all these heavy metals, all these plastics, everything that we inhale every day. Because if I understood correctly, basically, at a certain point, our natural detox process doesn't work as properly as we age. So we need to try to find a way. First, our detox system doesn't work so well, and also we accumulate from inhaling all this stuff from our lifetime.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. That's a perfect summary.
Yeah. And, so you were saying there's two ways?
Yeah, I found out there are two ways that you can physically measure the removal of that. Now, so the earlier you find out, the better. So if you find out when you're 20 years old, it's really easy to deal with. And then once you continue to do that from 20 years old onward, you stay at around a 20 to 25 year biological health and structural health. Mm-hmm. Now your skin, because it's exposed to the environment 24 hours a day, just to the sun, which is very helpful, but there's all these other things that wear your skin out. So people can begin to look older on the outside, but they look young on the inside when you find out what to do. Now, even with me, where I never found out the final numbers until 2017, until 2022, that was that 5-year period where I learned exactly how to deal with this. And then I was able to reverse my age, my biological age. Yep. I still look like I'm 65 years old because I am, but this is what a healthy 65-year-old looks like, right? So but internally, I look like a 25 to 30-year-old because I started so late. But now I'm maintaining between 25 and 30 years old with all my operating systems internally.
How can we understand if this, in terms of physical detox, should be our priority? And what are the practical steps that people can do after understanding that this should be the priority?
So that comes back again to the blood system. So you can remove these nanoparticles that are jammed up in your body, in the tissues that the blood can't even get to because mm-hmm. it's so jammed up. That takes the percussion technique.
Yeah.
Now, on the intake, because we're not going to stop breathing tire dust ever, as long as they have tires on cars. And we can't just run away and hide in a mountain somewhere. That doesn't work. So we have to be able to stay functional in service in the environment we're in. So what I found out is that my body is producing clean, new blood with my bone marrow. But as I got older, that efficiency started to go down. And I'm not producing enough, not even close to enough clean blood. So now my body's relying on my kidneys and my liver to filter it out, but they keep falling behind. So I found out that there's a certain way that you can give the body raw material in it in the form of a nutrient to supply the body with the raw material it requires to produce a very large volume of new blood all the time. Enough that your body can completely replace the blood system constantly at such a rate that now your body intelligence tells your body, oh, I get to dump dirty blood. Because when you don't have new blood at enough volume, the body has to hold on to the blood. You've only got 5 liters.
Yeah.
And so it keeps filling up and filling up the cells. Then the blood becomes so contaminated, that's where people end up having to go on dialysis because their kidneys fail. Renal failure happens when the filter plugs up completely. So this is like all led and directed. Think about your body right now, what it's like. If you cried a tear and you taste the tear, it's super salty.
Yeah.
If you sweat, it tastes like super salty fluid.
Queria fazer uma pausa neste vídeo para te falar do meu programa Super, o meu programa de Health and Performance Coach. São 6 sessões individuais ao longo de 10 semanas. Vamos definir quem tu queres ser, quais os teus objetivos e o que é que tens que fazer para lá chegar. Vamos perceber como é que podes melhorar o teu bem-estar físico, mental, emocional e espiritual para alcançares a tua melhor versão. Se tiveres alguma dúvida, podes consultar superuse.pt/produtos. Podes ainda enviar e-mail para mafalda.superuse@gmail.com ou então enviar uma mensagem para as redes sociais.
And we're told in school many lies. These are, I call them lies because they're not true. And I don't think our teachers were intentionally teaching us a lie, but because they were indoctrinated with things that were not true, they told us things like, is that our body is 80% water. You don't have water in your body. That is ridiculous to think you do. The only time you would ever have water in your body for a few moments is if you took a glass of pure water, H2O, with nothing else in it, distilled water, reverse osmosis, and you drink it. So for a moment, it's going to be in your tummy. But your body's going to instantly convert that to electrolytic fluid. Because you're the fluid in your body, you're 80% electrolytic fluid. That means it has all these different elements in it, mm-hmm. whether it's from nutrients or from sea salts or from whatever in the food. That's what makes that. That's why your tears are so salty. But every time you drink water, your body by law has to donate its salinity into that water, and then you urinate it out. It's like if you take a cup of clean water and a cup of salt water from the ocean, equal amounts. You know, the salt water in the ocean has 35 grams of sea salt inside every 1 liter. Mm-hmm. That's how much salt is in. That's why it's so salty when you get it in your mouth, right? And if you poured equal amounts into a bowl, it will go to exactly 17.5% instantly. Because the greater salinity will have to donate to the lesser. Now you have a 50% dilution. The same with your body. You don't want to be drinking pure water. That's ridiculous. There's a formula that I found out about, and it's a simple formula. It took many decades to find out what the formula was. I didn't do the research. I found out about the research that had been done quietly, where somebody found out that if you add 5 grams only, which is 1/7 of the amount of sea salt that is in seawater, into pure water, it converts it to electrolytic fluid at the right exact amount that your body wants and needs every single day to drink. So what I'm drinking in this cup, normally I don't drink out of these cups. I have my, but I'm traveling and I haven't gone and picked up my new vessel. I drink out of something clean. I don't like paper cups. I don't like anything that's not glass, right? But anyway, in this cup, I made my own electrolytic fluid. I took 7 liters of water, pure water. I put in 7 teaspoons of unrefined sea salt that is solar dehydrated and hand harvested. And that converted the water immediately into electrolytic fluid. And I drink 1 liter every day for every 50 pounds of body weight up to a maximum of 3 liters. Because even like, say if I was like, I'm between 150 and 160 pounds. So, but I only have 5 liters of blood. What I'm focusing on is one thing, giving my body the raw material in the right form, because we're liquid beings, and I'm putting it in my body, and this gives my body the raw material that my bone marrow needs to produce a large volume of good, clean blood. I did this for the first year. I started at 64 years old. I'm now going into my 15th month of doing this. It took... Like we generated over $90 million of money that we had available to put into the research. And it took that long to finally get to the simple equation of, oh, it's breathing. Oh, it's the blood system. Oh, my body needs to produce more clean blood. Now, instead of relying on my kidneys and my liver, within the first 12 months, I had removed all of that garbage that my body accumulated, because the clean blood went in and cleaned out every cell of my body and kept filling itself with filth from my cells that I breathed in and dumped it all out of my system. And now today, whatever I breathe today is going to leave today, because I've got rid of all the accumulated mass of particulate matter that I breathe. Everything changed in my body in that 1 year. It changed dramatically for the good. My digestive system came online perfectly, because the unrefined sea salt in the liquid form is what my body uses to produce hydrochloric acid, because these are chloride minerals. Hence, the hydrochloric acid requires this also. When you have good quality hydrochloric acid, all the GERD and the acid reflux and all those things, they go away. Now I'm digesting my food way better. I don't need any digestive enzymes. my whole entire digestive system cleaned out, perfectly squeaky clean, from mouth to anus is totally clean. And all I did was drink 3 liters of unrefined sea salt melted into water every day. And everything changes. My lungs cleaned out. Can you imagine how much your lungs plug up? So here's another question for you. How much surface area, like I'll ask people, how much surface area do you think is inside your lungs when you breathe in? Because when you breathe in, it feels like a balloon expanding, right?
Yeah.
And the surface area, we think, well, maybe it's the size of a soccer field. You know, people think, well, that'd be really big. No, it's 100 square miles or 260 square kilometers. If you open up a cadaver on an autopsy, you take the lungs out. They look like thick meat. Looks like very dense meat. And when they opened up the fibers of the lungs and looked at the alveoli surface area where the oxygen instantly goes into the bloodstream, and they measured it and then took a chunk and measured the whole lung based on weight, it's 100 square miles. So when you're breathing all these nanoparticulates, they get jammed up in the tissue of your lung.
Mm-hmm.
So at the 7th month of drinking the electrolytic fluid I make every day, I started coughing a lot. And I'm coughing up this stuff that was like, it looked like white glue. It was very sticky. It had no color and no taste. I wasn't running a temperature. I had no infection. I had no fever. And I just started coughing it up. I coughed it up for an entire month. Like this stuff just kept coming out and coming out every day. Every half an hour, I would have to go, and it was like an exercise program. Like my solar plexus, I was coughing and coughing and coughing just to get this glue out of my bronchioles up into my mouth and spit it out. It was really gross. And that went on for a whole month, and then it stopped. It just stopped. And about a month and a half went by, and then it did it again for another month. And then it hasn't done it since. But all I know is that the clean blood production had to have been cleaning up the tissue and pushing out the stuff that was still sitting in the lungs. Now my lung capacity, when I breathe in, I feel like I've got twice the amount of lung capacity than I've ever had in my life. And now I'm getting way more oxygen out of the air I'm breathing. I've gotten rid of all the receptor sites that were plugged up. They're now unplugged. And it goes through your entire body and does that. Mm-hmm. I just happened to push it back out of my mouth because that's where it comes in, right? You're breathing into your nose.
Yeah.
So same basically, with sinuses. Your whole body empties all the stuff out.
Yeah. So basically, if I understood correctly, so like we have some therapies to clean our intestine, for example, hydrocolonotropy. Here we are saying to clean our lungs, and here it's with this electrolytic fluid, we are able to, let's say, clean the accumulated particles that we inhale during our life.
That's right. Plus all the parasites. So I used to do colon hydrotherapy over the years before I knew this. Now, colon hydrotherapy gets nothing out of my body. There is nothing left. There is no garbage whatsoever in my system. I don't need any colon hydrotherapy whatsoever. Right? So the whole body, all the cells in your body have receptor sites for nutrients and for oxygen. And they get cleaned up. So now your cellular function is at a much higher level. For sleep, I get super deep sleep and I dream every second. Like I'm very strange. When I go to sleep, if I'm just dozing off, I'm already in a dream state. I'm already literally dreaming. If you came and woke me up right away, I would be in a dream. And I dream all night, the entire night. And it doesn't matter if somebody wakes me up or some noise wakes me up, which I try to avoid, I will be in a dream. And it's like, what's that all about? And we're talking about vast dreams. So I get 5 to 6 hours sleep a night, and now I'm fully rested. Wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go. And this is fuel. This is the ultimate fuel. So our company in 2007, when we actually started selling product, it was all from the ocean. marine phytoplankton grows in the ocean, grown on land. We stabilize it in 100 times strength ocean water. I didn't realize that that was the actual thing that I was going to find out was the most important thing that we could consume. It took another 17 years to find out, whoa, that was, what was that? You know, and we just weren't taking enough of it. We were taking a little bit. It was making me feel like my battery was charging up, but we weren't taking enough. I didn't know that I could improve my blood production with my bone marrow by giving my body more raw material. So that's where it's at right now. And that it's the whole company was based on ocean extracts.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we got into therapeutic seed oils. I don't consume seed oils in my diet. I don't want food with seed oils in it. I don't believe seed oils are good for us at all. But when you go to a therapeutic seed oil, that's a different thing, because that's, you only take one teaspoon, for example, black seed oil. You can put it onto your skin. You can consume it, but only one teaspoon a day is all you need. And that helps people get all the glue out of their system, because it goes in and dissolves stuff, and it delivers very important nutrients for organ function, because it's a type of fuel. But I wouldn't want to see somebody guzzling seed oil, right? Your body doesn't like that kind of stuff. So these are therapeutic doses in very small concentrated amounts. So you don't get that inflammatory response that people are like eating 40% of their diet is seed oil in certain diets, which is really bad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, anyway, that's a whole nother story.
What could be some other benefits in terms of health and also performance that seed oils could bring?
Okay, well, so the small amount of the concentrated ones can go in and get rid of a fatty liver because they are a solvent. You know, you can take black cumin seed oil and you can rub it on some glue from a sticker you peeled off of a piece of equipment that left the glue on there. Within 10 minutes, it's all dissolved. But the black cumin seed oil also has a whole broad spectrum of nutrients within it. And those nutrients are what empower the body as a food. But the reason you don't want to have a large amount of seed oil is the body's not designed for that. You know, they've done tons of study on omega-6, for example. And almost all the seed oils that are produced in packaged foods or even in like certified organic hummus or different things that people enjoy eating as a what was called ultra palatable foods, they have way too much of the polyunsaturated fatty acids in them, which you don't want a large amount at all. Your body wants to get saturated fats, but then the whole medical world says that saturated fats are terrible for you, but it's the exact opposite because they don't damage when you cook them. And you can get, you know, really good DHA and EPA from algal oil. So there's all these other things, but the seed oils, specific seed oils, delivered a broad spectrum. It's like a delivery system. And because they're so concentrated, you don't need much of them.
Yeah.
Essential oils are another one. You know, you can breathe an essential oil in. It goes right into the brain and does all kinds of wonderful, beneficial things for the body. But you wouldn't drink a large amount of essential oils because you just need tiny amounts of it.
Yeah, quantity so makes the poison.
Yeah. And when people produce seed oil, like canola oil, sunflower oil, you know, all these different oils, they pump them through these pieces of equipment that do so much damage to the oil. It literally adulterates the oil through heat, friction, shearing, and it's just damaged. It's the last thing you want to put in your body because your body is like, why are you giving me this? And it might make it more palatable, but it's not good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing that I wanted to ask in terms of quality of the seed oils, because of course, that, for example, in Portugal, we use a lot olive oil, but we have refined, not refined, cold press, and not. So there is a lot of, the quality is highly associated to how the oil is produced. What could be important for people to search when they are searching for seed oils?
Well, for seed oils, it's a technology thing. So if it's mass produced, then it's going to be ultra damaged and it's going to be adulterated. And there's all these mixtures. Like you mentioned olive oil. Olive oil is a wonderful product when it's unrefined, when it's not damaged, and you consume it. It's a very well-known thing. You can actually consume good amounts of olive oil and be really happy because that's a food oil that is coming at a really good level. But what happens is they damage it so heavily in the big grinders, and then they filter it and they strain it and then they spin it and then they put bleaches into it a lot of times to get the color they want. Then they could add canola oil into it. You don't even know that they do that. So there's adulterated versus unadulterated. I think the way I go about it, I want to know where the farm is. I want to know the reputation of the company. I want to know that that's certified organic for sure, that there's no spraying at all going on, mm-hmm. that they have not put it through a huge process, that when you look at it, it has the texture, the silky smooth, right? It's the, you just tell that how it feels in your body. Most important thing is how does it feel when you use it? Does it make you feel better?
Yeah.
Or does it make you feel worse? You know, but checking it out and then just getting a really reliable source and sticking with it. And there's some very reliable, beautiful quality olive oils in the world. Yeah, Portugal, Spain, Greece, you know, wow, there's some beautiful oils that come out of there. And you just got to make sure that you're not dealing with a company that takes any shortcuts.
Yeah.
And become a connoisseur. And the same with seed oils, same thing. We have a technology we call Perfect Press because it guarantees that the oil comes out of the seed instantly. Without heat and shearing and grinding, mm-hmm. you know, most cold expeller technologies heat and shear and grind the whole entire time, and they don't care because they can produce it faster, get more done, get it out there. It doesn't matter, certified organic, plow it through. They're trying to get high volume. We do low volume, high concentration, unadulterated, perfectly pressed, and you tell the difference immediately. Like anybody who gets our oils goes, wow, different texture, proper color. Better flavor, better shelf stability. And we also pack our oil in Muron glass. Muron glass is a European technology that has specific pigments that make it go dark purple.
Mm-hmm.
And it blocks all the harmful light and it allows all the beneficial light. And so it stabilizes it and puts great energy into the product. So by the time you get it, it's like the seed oil is still in the seed in its perfect form, but it's been sitting in a bottle for a while. But it's still perfect. And it's our job to make it as perfect as possible for you.
Yeah.
So when you're, that's how it goes.
Because there is, let's say, two things. It's the quality before we buy the seed oil or the olive oil or whatever. And then there is how do we store the oil? Because, of course, that as you were saying, the package where the oil is coming have an influence on the quality after the purchase. Because one thing that you were talking about, the saturated fat and all the negative things that people say about the saturated fat, from, let's say, my research, what I understood is not the problem is not the saturated fat, is when this fat oxidizes. And of course that if the same thing as for the seed oils, if we don't store properly, then the, let's say, probability of this oxidation would be higher. And then the quality, even if when we purchase it's good, then the quality will not be the same because we are not storing properly. What could be important, for example, in terms of the seed oils, for example, what could be important? Of course, that in terms of your product, it's we already have an extra of the package, in terms of the glass and the color of the glass. But what could be important to, let's say, ensure the purity of the seed oils after the purchase of the oil?
Well, one thing we recommend people, now our seed oils do not have to go into they don't have to be refrigerated, but you do not want to leave them on a counter where sunlight will be coming directly on them, because that can actually heat it up just from the sun hitting the glass. So you don't want to have any heat. Mm-hmm. We don't recommend anybody to cook with the oils at all. If they want to add it to their meal, like a tiny amount, as like a little condiment. They pour it on after the meal has cooled off enough so it doesn't damage. You don't want any heat to damage it. And you can put the oil in the refrigerator if you want. It's not required. Things like flax oil, that, you know, you can put that in the refrigerator because it just makes it taste way better. But you don't, and because of the Miron glass, you don't have to have, we've done lipid peroxide testing 1 year, 2 year, 3 year mm-hmm. on flax oil and these volatile omega-3s. And because it's in the Miron glass packaged, it's imperfect. The numbers are right within the range.
Yeah.
They don't go rancid. But yeah, rancidity is a big factor. So just not in direct sunlight. It can be on the counter. And, you know, and it has a, you know, a shelf life of around 3 years.
Okay. And then coming back to some specific seed oils, we talk a little bit about black cumin. We are talking now about the flax seeds, flax seed and seed oil. What are the benefits of this specific? We could talk first about the black cumin, and also what could be, let's say, the protocol in terms of quantity to take and how to take.
Well, so yeah, the black seeds are really interesting oil because it can be used topically on if you have a sore, stiff neck or sore muscles. You can put it on within minutes; it's going to soothe it. Mm-hmm. It's extremely good for skin care. Like people, and you only need a tiny amount. Like just a couple of drops on wet hands and then just massage it into the face is a wonderful emollient for the skin. Also for the hair. It helps hair like be nice and thick and luscious. People rave about the skin and the hair with the black cumin. And then when you put it in your mouth to consume it internally, I found out the best possible way is after you've done a meal, like when you have a tummy full of food, you put it in your mouth, 1 teaspoon, and you chew it for 1 minute only. And this goes in and it basically fixes any kind of bacterial imperfections in your mouth and your tongue. And then you gargle it for about, not just a few seconds, you know, but you got to chew it for 1 minute. It puts saliva into it. And then you gargle it for about just a few seconds, maybe 10 or 15 seconds on the back of your throat. Okay. And then just wash it down with a little bit of water, not too much water, like a couple of ounces, so you don't leave the oil sitting on the throat because it will telegraph.
Yeah.
And it gets into your tummy. Once it's in your tummy, then it goes and does it's a whole body tonic. But the reason we're doing it in the mouth is it makes your dental very, very healthy. And people have claimed to not have any more plaque, you know, to be removed. The dental hygienist looks at their teeth and goes like, they're beautiful. The gum and the tooth relationship is wonderful. The gingivitis doesn't happen. It's just all over good because it also keeps your tongue with the right bacterial levels. Your tongue is like a shag rug and it has all this stuff embedded in it. That's what gives people halitosis. So it gets rid of bad breath by cleaning the tongue up and the back of the throat. So when people first take it, a lot of people don't like the flavor of it. And that goes away because the flavor is off for them. Because it's fixing all this stuff, it's reacting. After 2 weeks, people are craving the taste. They love it. And they gargle at the back of their throat and it doesn't bother their throat at all. If a person has a sore throat, they can use the black cumin for gargling and it helps to reduce the inflammation right away. But hopefully they get to the place where they never have a sore throat again. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And then for gut health, I have had many people come back and say, look, they had all kinds of gut health problems. And within 6 months, it takes a while, it all goes away. I've had people with severe rosacea, you know, where they get like all around their, right? Within 3 or 4 months, rosacea is gone. And they can also apply it externally on the rosacea will help, but it's really an internal thing more than external.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets rid of all that. And then, I mean, the number of claims, we can't make medical claims. If we posted the testimonies, we would be approached by the alphabet agencies to say, hey, you're making medical claims. That's how powerful that product is. But it is known historically to support pancreatic health. So it helps the pancreas run better. It just basically goes in and cleans things up, gets things supported better. It dissolves all the garbage out, but it also has a broad spectrum of nutritional profile. if you type in black seed oil or black cumin seed oil health benefits, it's a long list. So people can find that out for themselves as well.
Yeah. And then the protocol could be internal or external, depending on what we are targeting.
Right. That's right.
Okay. And then thank you again, Ian, for accepting. Do you want to share where people can find you?
Yes. Yeah, the best way to go, there's a couple of ways you can find us. One is through activationproducts.com, and you can subscribe to the email list. In there, you're going to get a lot of good free information. This is very important. Another place where I provide all the data is on Instagram and TikTok. I don't go on there and scan Instagram and TikTok myself, but I do publish on there just very short videos. And it's Ian Clark Activated on Instagram and Ian Activated on TikTok. And it's just helpful information that people can find us with. And we're also launching a community in 2024 where people can become a subscription and a member of to get, you know, deeper information from there. Yeah.